Simon & Schuster Audio presents Love and Courage, My Story of Family, Resilience, and Overcoming the Unexpected, a memoir by Jagmeet Singh, read by Vikas Adam, with a prologue read by the author.
Prologue, Love and Courage. 4 months had passed since I'd made one of the biggest decisions of my life. I was running to become the 8th leader of one of Canada's largest political parties, the New Democratic Party. From the moment I announced my candidacy, I'd been riding a wave of life-changing events, and on that particular day in September, there was another one in store for me. It was a beautiful day, the kind when summer hasn't lost its hold, and the weather seems to ignore that fall is just around the corner. I was heading to an event at Professor's Lake Recreation Center in Brampton, Ontario. As I drove through the surrounding neighborhoods, I looked out my window and took in the buildings where I'd held countless community events over the years, each one bringing together hundreds of constituents who made up one of Canada's most diverse communities. This was a riding I had represented for the past 6 years in the Legislative Assembly of Ontario, the riding where my team and I had launched my leadership campaign. Back then, in May 2017, pollsters gave us single-digit odds of winning. Analysts said I was too unknown, too inexperienced, too unrelatable. Columnists pointed to my turban and beard and pondered whether a very visible minority could connect with all of Canada. The past few months had been a blur of activity. In order to build the movement and create countrywide energy and excitement, we were holding events we playfully called Jagmeet and Greets in communities as widespread as Duncan, British Columbia, and Lunenburg, Nova Scotia. By that September day, my squad had signed up 47,000 new members, more than all the other NDP candidates combined. Our dream to excite and invite a new generation of social democrats who believed in an inclusive Canada was taking shape. I felt my excitement building as I pulled into the park entrance and headed toward the recreation center. We'd held events across the country, but this was the first official campaign stop in the city where it all started. Hosting an event in Brampton felt more like a homecoming party than another campaign stop. Behind the building's vine-colored glass walls, hundreds of our original supporters and volunteers, friends who'd been with me since the beginning, were ready to celebrate. I glanced at my watch, a gift from my Bapuji, my dad, on my 16th birthday, and saw that it was time to get inside.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?